If it is truly the greatest religion in the history of religion, save for the 20 to 30 million extremist radicals it has created, what have you to lose other than a seat next to Eddie Money and two tickets to paradise? What's that? It's not your cup of tea? Or I prefer to remain non-denominational and non-judgmental, miniature. No, you prefer to remain a coward, sir, and refuse to pick up those crossed pieces of wood and bear them like the Nazarethan who bore them for you in your sins. Coward. It is far easier to choose the side of consensus and social media win direction, whatever that may be today. But the problem with that is you will ultimately run out of choices, and the radical Muslim standing before you isn't going to give you one. Go ahead, offer a hug, a stand together tweet, and a one-year free subscription to Charlie Hebdo, and see if Nonamia Islam takes you out for fish and chips. Let me be clear. The problem at hand is Islam. Full stop. Don't ask questions. Read and repeat. Admit the truth and conform your mind to the truth. You may die, but at least you'll die in the odor of sanctity. That's what the historical record, we might call them facts, say. That's what over 10 million devout readers of the Koran say. I could have changed that number to 100 million or 1 billion or whatever. And the slaughter of little girls and women is as much a part of Islam as blue as a part of the Mediterranean Sea.